Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
See, this is his problem. He's living in his dad's shadow. He thinks he's his dad. That's why he got to where he got to. That's why he got drafted so late. You're Shedeur Sanders, dude. So after all of this, Ed, after Shedeur sat, to day three of the NFL draft, he is scheduled to start in the Browns' first preseason game.
Preseason game.
Yeah. Yes. Is this much ado about nothing?
Yes.
Why?
It's a preseason game. I mean, they want to look at him. You start. What it is telling you he's not the starting quarterback, most likely. Because you're not going to put your starter to start the first preseason game. I don't think you'll see Lamar in the center on Thursday. So I don't think it means anything.
And none of the starters are playing. You're right about that. The fifth round draft pick, I think, is a story because he's Shedeur Sanders. But I do also believe that if he does fare well, you're going to have a story.
Oh,
if he fares well.
You're going to have a story no matter what. If he fares well, it's a big story. If he bombs, it's a big story. He's going to have the press. He's going to be in the news. He's going to be a press lightning rod for as long as he's in the NFL now, just because it's the way it started.
I think this kid is going to be a good quarterback one day.
He might.
I think he's gonna. I think this kid.
Problem is the expectations are so high for him. It's gonna be hard.
You think now they are?
Yeah, I think they are. Just be, not that they people expect him to do well, but I think the fact that the name is there. I mean, retiring his jersey was preposterous.
That's his dad.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. You know when parents make it bad for their kids? I think Deion didn't do him any service here.
I agree with you. It's almost like, well, that's your buddy is a Heisman Trophy winner. And we're going to retire his jersey. It's almost like, well, if I got to retire his jersey, I got to retire my son's too. I can't retire his and not my son's. They came in here together. Yeah. I can't let him outshine my boy, even though he won the Heisman Trophy. And you're right. If he plays for somebody else, or if he plays for Deion and his name is not Sanders, then it's a different situation. I think being a Sanders was a curse for him almost.
Me too.
So we'll see. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think this preseason, not this game, but the preseason as a whole will be very valuable for him. I want to see the kids succeed. I do. And it seems like it seems like a lot of people want to see him fail. So say, I told you, there you go. I want to see this kid succeed. I like him as a quarterback. There are some things that he has to learn, but he's better than a fifth round draft pick.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that was a point. People were trying to prove a point with this kid. I want to see him succeed. I'm hoping he tears it up this week in his first preseason game. Let's go to Park Heights and get E. What's up, E?
Rob O, Kanish, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, man. So, Rob, I'm with you, man. I want to see this guy succeed, man. And you're right, a lot of people want the opposite, and I'm not sure really what's going on in this front office between the owner and the management and things of that nature, man. But it seemed to be some dissension, you know, amongst the group.
You talking about in Cleveland?
Right.
Why would the owner come out and say, well, that wasn't my draft pick? None of them should be your draft pick because you're not the GM.
Right. So it's like it's unclear as to who wanted Shedeur and why, you know, because that guy gets involved in his drafts from time to time. So I want to see him succeed, man. Because I just want, you know, I want him to prove all the naysayers wrong. I believe, like you, that he's a good QB. I believe that he'll at least flourish into being a good one anyway. And for Kevin, as far as Kevin Stefanski goes, I'm not sure that he's on Team Shedeur. Now, I'm pretty sure that whatever quarterback is going to get him winning games, that he'll be okay with them. But I think initially that he's not Team Shedeur. And I think for him, it might be a little more of, let me give y'all what y'all want. Y'all want to see him behind, you know, behind the center. Let me give y'all what y'all want.
Let me show you he's not ready right now.
Exactly. All right, fellas, thanks. Appreciate
it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Okay. Hey, yeah, and I've been following this Cleveland thing with Shador. Hey, he's been looking really, really good in camp, man.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he looked real good in camp. They finally put him up with the ones, and he been. They say he's from the Cleveland people. He's looking like the best quarterback in there right now. So I agree with you, Rob. I watched the guy through college, man. You can say all you want to about Deion and all the stuff like, but the kid can play, man.
He has something to him, Darryl. There's something to him that's intriguing enough for me to want to see him in there because I think. Like you say, he can play.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, all the hype, if you wanted to prove a point because he was too big for his britches and all that, that's fine. But I think being drafted in the fifth round, if that doesn't humble you, then you nothing will humble you. Let's go to Mark in Owings Mills. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all well. Right. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I don't know whether you guys saw an interview. I think Shador has matured a lot because he said – he basically said that being Deion's son was a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned that. And he said it's a shame his dad can't come, but he didn't want the distraction there himself.
So he wants to separate himself from the standards. I get that. Now, not disowning his family, but create his own legend, Mark.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it would do them well if, you know, Deion just kept his mouth shut, but his son prove himself on the field, and I think the kid's handling himself very well right now.
Hey, thanks a lot. I should say create his own legacy. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, Mark. And I agree, man. Listen, you were supposed to be at worst, a second-round draft pick?
Yes.
And you fall all the way to day three?
Yeah.
If that doesn't humble you, then you're not going to be humbled at all. And I'm hoping that's what it did. Because I think he can develop into a solid NFL quarterback. Great? I don't know. It's hard to predict that.
You look at guys who, like Aaron Rodgers, he didn't get drafted where he thought he should have been. And he held on to that his entire career. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round pick. He keeps a list of every receiver drafted before him in his locker. You think it doesn't bother these guys?
It does.
It does. It sure does.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve Molesky joins us at 8 o'clock. Ed Norris on the other side. We're giving out shovels.
Oh, yeah. This is one of yours. You're going to like this one. Because it's one that you talked about a couple of weeks ago. I was wild yesterday. Wild. I wanted... This young woman just set me off like a Roman candle. I'll tell you why.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 Affairs, Shovels Net.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057, a fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
A young woman who put a lot of people in danger, in my opinion. This is one of your pet peeves, and I went through it yesterday, and it really, really pissed me off.
Chapped your ass?
It did. It really did. I'm on 695 yesterday.
Oh, it's a driving pet peeve.
Driving pet peeve. I'm coming back from Towson, heading this way, and I just get on the highway, so I'm in the right lane, can't get over yet, and we're going unusually slow. Unusually slow. And I can't pass because everyone to my left is doing speed. You know, they're at speed, and I'm going like 30 miles literally below the speed limit.
Wow.
So I cannot pass. So I'm just sitting there crawling along 695. And I'm with, and I see a big truck ahead of me. I said, maybe the truck's got trouble or something. You know, he's just crawling, and that's the reason. No, that's not it. Finally, I see a break in traffic. I quickly pull left. I'm in the middle lane now. I look. The truck's moved on. I pull up to the car. It was right in front of me going 27 miles an hour on 695. 27. Young woman.
No.
Neither hand on the wheel.
Oh, man.
She's looking at her phone, banging away on the keyboard on her cell phone, steering with her wrist, doing 27 miles an hour on the highway. That was one of those days I missed being a trooper or a city police officer. I would have pulled her ass over and papered the crap out of that kid. Like, just get her attention. Like, this is the reason people get in accidents, because you're not driving properly. It's doing that is as unsafe as speeding, because you cause other people to go around you to kind of, you know, make mistakes because they can't get where they need to go because you're not going the speed limit or even close to the speed limit. Not having your hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Not at all. Neither hand was on the wheel.
I got a dangerous one for you yesterday on Eastern Boulevard. A lady had maybe a 3-year-old in the passenger seat with her, sitting in her lap doing her hair while they were driving.
Ugh. Yeah.
If something happened, that kid goes through that windshield.
Yep.
Yeah, but doing her hair is very important to what, much more important than her safety.
Yeah. Well, whatever this kid was talking about on, you know, her cell phone was much more important than driving a car.
Oh, absolutely.
Much more important.
I wasn't texting. I was putting in the directions.
Right.
My shovel goes to betonline.ag. Yes. Yes. We talked about this yesterday. One online gambling website, betonline.ag, has offered 6 vulgar bets after 2 WNBA games have been interrupted by flying sex toys about the next possible instance of the unique disruption. BetOnline.ag, possible 1 bet asked the color of the sex toy with different colors options. Should the device not be green, because the first one was green, like the previous 2 disruptions. A separate bet asked whether it will be green at all. Another bet asked how the sex toy will be handled first by whoever takes it off the court, with hands or feet being the option. And last night it was feet. So you all thought it was funny. But last night, someone got hit by one. Thrown on the court at a Sparks Fever game, and somebody got hit by, I think it was Sophie Cunningham. All funny games if somebody gets hit with a dildo.
That's just a dildo. A flying dildo.
A flying dildo.
That's when it got funny for me.
It's all fun and games till then. It's going to
flying dildo.
But why would you put gambling odds? The reason why they get the shovel. You're putting gambling odds on something that's illegal. You know what I mean?
Well, that I don't get.
This is illegal. Yeah. You can't throw things, object on the playing surface. Whether it's the field, the court, or it's illegal. So why are you putting gambling odds encouraging people to do something illegal?
Yeah, that should be addressed. That's serious. Yeah. Because,
well, they're also not a domestic sports book.
They're not?
It's Antigua and they're offshore.
Offshore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
That's not their problem.
That's why FanDuel won't do it.
Yeah, no one else will do that.
Yep.
Yeah, Sophie Cunningham.
They shouldn't be doing it either.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Boy, almost Big Bad Money on the Fan.
Ed, caller wanted you to know that he saw 2 state troopers texting and driving yesterday, so. He actually didn't say it, he screamed it at me. So
did he really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, people do it all the time. I don't care. You don't have to yell it to me.
What has that got to do with what I said?
I don't know. You don't have to yell it at to me either.
So they were wrong too. I mean, they shouldn't do that. I mean, it's people just hear what they want to hear. God. I'm so surprised about that.
If they do it, then that means you can. That's what he's saying.
No,
if you do it,
I can
do it. If you do it, I can do it. Police.
Wrong. No one's supposed to do it.
No, you're not supposed to do it. Not at all. You know, I didn't know they were offshore, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they can hold ridiculous prop bets, too.
Well, give me the shovel, Joe, for not researching. But I still think you shouldn't be able to put gambling odds on that. Somebody's going to get hurt, man. Even if not illegal.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, don't you have any sense? Like, it's not legal, but we're going to do it anyway. All right.
Steve Molesky joins us at 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. You know Steve has some good things to say. But on the other side, Kyle Schwarber, who I told you yesterday, low-key, one of my favorite players in baseball. He's a free agent at the end of the season. The Phillies would be crazy not to re-sign him, but crazier things have happened. If he becomes a free agent, is he a guy that you want to see the Orioles go after? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I told you guys yesterday that Kyle Schwarber is one of my favorite baseball players. And the reason is I think he is the poster child of what today's baseball game is all about. He's an on-base percentage slugging guy.
Yep, he is.
He is grip and rip. And I love that style of baseball. All of that, that's bunt the runner over. Please, grip and rip, man. It's entertainment. Entertain me, and he is very much so that. He leads the National League in home runs. He leads baseball in RBI. His slugging is OPS. I'm sorry, is 973. His slugging is 591. I love this guy. He's played 113 games. He scored 79 runs. Has an outside chance of getting 100 runs. He does all the things that you need to do. He has 58. Extra base hits. Why is that significant, Rob? Because he has 108 hits. So he has more extra base hits than singles. That's incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible, actually.
He has more
extra base than singles. That's incredible.
That's why he has a 591 slugging.
Yeah, that's impressive. You don't see that very often.
Yeah. 58 extra base hits. Yeah. He has 40 home runs, 17 doubles, and a triple. But he has 108 hits. He is the poster child of today's game. Give me four Kyle Schwarbers in a lineup, and you ain't beat me. You're not beating me. I think there's no way. He's 32 years old. He has another contract in him. I think he has a couple more years in him at 32 because he's not an old 32. He's not a declining 32. He makes $20 million this year. He's never made more than $20 million. So you got to think about this. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
At 33, a player who's never made more than $20 million, if you give him a three-year, $90 million contract, you can get him, Ed. I think 3 years, $90 million gets him.
Really?
$30 million
a year?
He's
never made more than that. Yeah,
you're making $10 million more.
Right.
The last 3 years, he's made $60 million. You put him at $90 million for the next 3 years, I think you can get Kyle Schwarber. But I don't think there's any chance whatsoever that the Philadelphia Phillies let this man walk.
Yeah.
No chance whatsoever. But if he did, would you like to see him? He's a high-volume strikeout guy. Now, I gave you all the good stuff. I'm going to give you the bad stuff, too. I don't want to just... be typical media jeeting it to my side to prove my point. He has led the league in strikeouts twice. In 2022, he had 200 strikeouts. In 2023, he had 215. Last year, he simmered down a little bit. He had 197. This year, he has 133. That's who he is. He's going to strike out.
He's going to, yes.
But at the same time, in the past 3 years, he's only grounded into 11 double plays. So he's not going to do that a lot. Is that a guy at age 33, Ed, that you'd like to see in the Orioles uniform?
100%.
He strikes out a lot, though.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
he gets a lot of extra base hits, though.
He needs to leave his glove at home, though.
Yeah, gets on base a lot.
Gets in the scoring position a lot. Knocks in a lot of runs, probably, because he's hitting doubles and triples and home runs. Yeah.
I'll
take that guy.
Jackson Holliday, Kyle Schwarber, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman.
Mm-hmm.
They could be your first five hitters. Or you can go Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Kyle Schwarber, Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
Either way you go, those first five hitters all could be deadly.
What do you do with Samuel Basayo then?
Play Samuel Basayo at first. Because if I sign Kyle Schwarber, Joe, look at me, Joe.
Look at me, Joe.
This is the clause in his contract, Joe. You can't bring a glove to the stadium. That's in his contract. Kyle, you can't bring a glove to the stadium. You are my designated hitter. All this stuff, well, we don't like a traditional designated hitter. We like to rotate DHs. Bull crap. If I'm signing Kyle Schwarber, he is my DH. He plays the outfield with roller skates, man. He ain't not playing out there for me. I'll put Basayo at first, and that's my first baseman of the future. That's it. That's where we go. 410-583-1057. But Joe, there's no way in your opinion, there's no way the Phillies don't re-sign him, right? Is there?
They're going to re-sign. I think Philly would riot if they don't.
They probably give Philly, as valuable as he is, he's even more valuable there. I see maybe 300-400 there.
He might be the most loved player on that team right now other than Bryce Harper.
You think?
And Bryce Harper gets a lot more crap from Phillies fans just because they expect a lot more out of him.
And also, they know he can take it.
Well, that too. But like when he struggled out of the gate, out of after coming back with the IL, they were like, "I can't believe we wasted our money on this guy." Kyle Schwarber really can do no wrong to them. I don't know why that's the case. They're talking about like he's going to hit 500. Like they believe Phillies fans truly believe he'll hit 500 home runs.
Yes,
by the end of this. He is 324.
324.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's kind of aggressive. That's what, 176 home runs?
Over like he's probably got like 5 more years left where he's going to be hitting home runs. He's probably got 3 years where he's hitting at this pace.
And okay, let's say he finishes the season, he'll hit 10 more. Let's say he finishes the season at 334. I think the next 3 years he could hit maybe anywhere between 110 and 120. So can he hang on long enough to poke a few of them out at the end of his career? That'd be the question. How long can he hang around?
He can hang around to poke a few more.
He can. Telling you.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yes.
Hang around long enough. Public service. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know what's funny about this, though? Here's a guy that's hit 40 home runs now 3 times in his career. Joe, are you looking at his stats right now?
I did last night. I don't have them up right now.
How many times has he hit at least 30 doubles? 40 home runs 3 times in his
career. Probably not much.
Never.
Yeah.
He's never hit 30 doubles.
It either goes nowhere or really far.
He had 29 back in 2019. That was his career high. Last year, he had 38 home runs and 22 doubles last year. In 2022, he had 46 home runs that led the league and 21 doubles. Then the next year, 47 home runs, 19 doubles. He's not going two bags a lot. I'd love to know if Oriole fans will like him. 410-583-1057. So, and to me, Kyle Schwarber also represents everything that traditional baseball fans complain about. All he does is hit the home run and strikes out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
exactly. We see how and.
So I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. We worry about the wrong stuff. I'd rather he strike out than hit ground to a double play. That's what I don't want. He struck out. Well, you know what he didn't do? He didn't make 2 outs. So yeah. Let the next guy behind him.
That's a legit thing. I mean, people, I don't know why people don't recognize that, but it's legitimate, obviously.
Steve Molesky joins us at 8 o'clock. Steve knows all about what's going on down on the farm and what's going on in the majors. He'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, you know who we haven't talked about in a long time?
No.
Heston Kjerstad.
No,
we haven't talked about him in a long time. He's on the IL, and his manager gave a very cryptic answer to a question about his future yesterday. We'll talk about that up next on The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In regard to Heston Kjerstad, IL and AAA, I believe fatigue is the description.
Do you have any information on what does that entail?
I'm not ready to share yet, but I will talk about it over and we will figure out what we want to share with you guys, but nothing yet.
That sounds scary to me. Ed, how does that sound to you?
Not very good.
Yeah.
Not real good.
I'm not ready to share with you
yes.
yet. See, here's the thing about, and I said this earlier this week about Mancelino. Mancelino will lead you down the right path. If he doesn't tell you the exact answer, he leads you down the right path. All right? You ever played a game with your kid, Hot Butter Bean?
Yeah.
Getting warmer, getting colder. Yeah. He would be awesome at that. Because he would tell you, getting warmer, yes. getting warmer. Now you're getting cold. He would be awesome at that. He will lead you down the path. Hear what he's saying. He didn't say, we don't have any information right now on him, but as soon as I get it, I'll let you know. He said that before many, many times. You know why? Because he had no information. But for him to say, I'm not ready to share that right now. When we're ready to share that, we will. Means he has something. And it's, as they say, he has the tea. He's just not ready to pour it for you yet.
Spill the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, Ed, I'm scared for this guy. He's out for fatigue.
Yeah, I am
and
too.
Now you don't want to tell us what the deal is?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think it is. When people say fatigue and then when people don't want to talk about it, it's mental illness. That's what I think it is. Because that's usually what it is. Because if you don't want to talk about it.
Especially in the type of dude he is, curse that. He probably looks at it as a sign of weakness.
That's what I mean.
When it's not.
I think it's just, yeah. I think it may be, you know, depression or something like that. Because when people usually say, you know, fatigue, that's pretty easy to answer, you know, honestly. And not all you have to do is say, the guy's played, you know, he's played 23 out of the last 25 days. It's a little, you know, long season.
But at his age, break. Fatigue, you need a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
No more than
a week.
That's right,
yep.
But he's been out for a while.
Correct.
I'm hoping that's not what it is. But at the same time, I'm hoping that's all that it is.
Me too.
I hope it's nothing physical because if it's physical fatigue, then that can lead you to down a lot of other paths.
Mm-hmm.
I think Heston Kerstad is an outstanding young man. That's number one. Let me say that. Number one, outstanding young man. But I also think he has hella talent. He has immense talent. I think he could be a guy that can really impact this lineup when he's healthy, mentally and physically. But for the manager to basically admit, I know what's going on, but I can't share that right now. It sounds to me that whatever is going on, because sports is like probably the only profession that there are no HIPAA laws. You can tell people what's wrong with you. You know what I mean? You can't do that in other professions. So because you can tell, and I'm joking, I know they are HIPAA laws, but because you can tell what's wrong with a player publicly, you can say it.
Yeah.
For them not to be able to say it tells me that maybe the player doesn't want you to tell.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. I just think when I hear things like that, when I hear fatigue, and there's nothing specific except fatigue, young athletes, I start to think it's something else. It's something, you know, in the head, not in the body. But that's just my opinion. I'm neither a doctor nor have I examined him, so I have no idea. But just a guess.
Kerstad was hitting 149 with 2 home runs, 6 RBI, and 27 game with the Tides. And 192 with 4 home runs and 19 RBI in 54 games with the Orioles. That could be enough to depress you. Joe, you said it could be in his head. And Joe, speaking of which, you think it could be something else with his head.
Concussion related.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be easier because you actually can fix that. Remember, Brian Roberts was out for a long time. For hitting himself in the head with the bat out of frustration. How long was he out?
Yeah.
Almost a year, wasn't it?
That was a long time. Yes. That was so dumb. I like Brian. That was, why would you do that, dude? Self in the head with the bat.
You know, you say that. I don't understand why people break the bat over their knee.
Yeah.
Why would you break the bat over your knee?
That was a Chris Davis move.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm frustrated. I might slam the bat on the ground or something, but I'm not going to bang it against my body and hurt myself because I'm frustrated. And don't tell me, well, you never know what you do in those moments. Yeah, I do. I'm not doing that. I know what I'm. I know what I won't do, and I won't hit it over my head or break it over my knee. But it's just it's. I don't know. I just wish the best for the young man. You know, to say I'm not ready to share yet, but I will talk about it and figure out what we want to share with you. Nothing yet. That's big for me. 410-583-1057 is the number. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Hump Day Wednesday.
Happy Hump Day Wednesday absolutely. To you, too.
Do you guys think the Orioles will be a contender team next year? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too, man. I think if they can stay healthy, health is a big issue. I mean, people don't want to talk about it, and that's fine. But health is a big way. Yeah, we talk about somebody else, a player on his team that expected to contribute. He's out. Fatigue, whatever the fatigue is caused by, it doesn't matter. He's out.
He's out.
Health has been – you can't deny – you know what's going to happen at the end of the season when all the so-called experts and everybody else looks back on the Baltimore Orioles season. You know what they're going to highlight? The one thing they tried to avoid all year, the injuries.
Yes. They're going to have to. Because I mean, they've gotten bitten worse than anyone in Major League Baseball, I think. I know the Braves had a tough year. The Dodgers had a tough year. The Dodgers can endure anything because it's so deep. But the Orioles, I think, far and away are the most anyone's had.
And no one's going to talk about it until the season's over. Then all these people that's criticizing them going to say, man, yeah, they didn't have – this person got hurt. That person got hurt. He was out for a couple of times. Eflin was out for a few times. You didn't have Grayson Rodriguez the entire year when you thought you would have him. All Grayson Rodriguez showed up in spring training healthy. Got all these injuries. So can they contend next year? Yeah, they don't have this crap again. Well, you should prepare for injuries. How? How do you prepare for injuries? The only time I can prepare for an injury is if I know the guy's injured before the season begins and I can go get somebody. Yeah. But if it happens in season, who are you getting?
Who are you getting? There's nobody available. Yeah.
You're not just not going to go somebody else's roster and say, hey, we want that guy, send him here because we have an injury at that position.
Right.
It's not how that works. So, you know, to answer your question, Antonio, can they contend next year? They can, but they could have this year as well. There are a lot of injuries on this baseball team, more than people want to address. Nobody wants to address that.
Nobody does want to address it. You know what's funny? They don't want to address it because then they view it as an excuse. I don't hear excuse. It's not an excuse.
It's a reason.
It's a reason. It's a legitimate reason. Like, I don't know why people, like, just... This whole stupid, misguided, ultra-macho way we go about things now where I don't want to hear any excuses. Well, sometimes there's reasons for problems. Like, you know, why were you late? I blew out my tire. I don't hear any excuses. I blew out my tire.
You should have prepared for that.
I hit a deer.
How do I
prepare? Like, what do you want me to do?
I did prepare for it. Yeah. I got a spare.
Right.
But I had to put it on.
Yeah.
I prepared for it. Doesn't mean it's not going to waste time. Commissioner's Baltimore at 8:45, but on the other side, we're talking more Orioles baseball. What does he know? Maybe he knows a little something about Heston Kerstedt. Steve Molesky joins us up next on The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.